Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It's always fun to talk to our guy, Peter Gammons. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Morning, Peter.
I'm doing very well. It's great. It's at least we have a few of these positions for the postseason to determine now. So it was sort of funny. They were making a big deal out of the Red Sox clinching in the Yankee Stadium, and it hadn't happened or whatever. Well, it happened in the old stadium. I mean, so just this Yankee Stadium opened in 2009, but it happened in the old one in 2004. And to his credit, I was out there in the field doing the post-game interviews for ESPN and all that kind of thing. And so the Red Sox players, wives, families, everything, they were like dancing on the mound. And, you know, they've been out there for 40 minutes, probably 45 minutes. And the guy, the security guy, at Yankee Stadium was on his walkie-talkie, and you could look up and see George Steinbrenner just arms folded, staring down on the field. This was the seventh game in 2004 in the ALCS, and I heard the security guy say to George Steinbrenner, "I'll clear the field. You know, don't worry, we'll get it cleared now." And I heard Steinbrenner through the walkie-talkie say, "No." He said, "It's their night. They've earned it. Let them enjoy it." And I thought, you know what? That's one of the best things. It's like watching a hockey team shake hands after the seventh game of a playoff or something. And so, you know, in memory of George Steinbrenner, who I actually ended up really liking, it's just sort of a funny thing to have there being hard feelings about the Red Sox celebrating in the Yankee Stadium when it isn't even the same ballpark.
You know, Peter, Cubs play the White Sox today over at Guaranteed Rate Field. The rivalry continues, if you want to call it a rivalry. Cubs are dealing with some serious issues this morning, though, with the overnight report or on Hardball Talk blog that Melissa Russell, the ex-wife of Addison Russell, alleged in a WordPress account, which was picked up by her Instagram account, kind of revisiting the issue and incidents from last season, which Major League Baseball investigated and the Cubs investigated, and she did not cooperate at the time. But in this latest disturbing report, she alleged that there are some, you know, there was abuse. There was domestic abuse alleged, physical, emotional abuse. How would the Cubs deal with this if you were advising them? And what happens now, do you think? Because Major League Baseball wants to have its domestic abuse policy mean something, have some teeth, and this is a situation that I don't know that anyone can ignore.
I agree. I mean, I hate to say it. I don't know, so I'm speaking generally without I realize that this was messy last year and unfortunate, and there were issues raised on both sides that I didn't hear in testimony or read in testimony. So, but I think it is such a thing. Major League Baseball is very serious about this. Just as, I mean, let's face it, this week when the Houston Astros end up going to, next week when they go to Toronto, yeah, and Roberto Osuna goes in front of the judge, I mean, that could have a tremendous impact on the postseason. So, and I think this may impact the postseason. The fact that Baez has been so great, and after Addison's hand injury, he hasn't performed tremendously well. So, they can survive it, but it's a distraction that you don't really want to have. And you know, with the injuries of the bullpen and so forth, the Cubs, they're not a dominant team right now. I think they can get to the NLCS, but at the same time, the concern, and I'm knowing a lot of the people in the Cubs front office and on the coaching staff, this is something that's really serious. And I had not seen this morning that it had come out, but I do think it's a major issue that will be, I think will be preoccupying the Cubs offices and clubhouse all day and probably last on. And if it's true, and I don't mean to sound like, you know, a Senator Orrin Hatch, but all things being, it's something that we all should be concerned about. It will be. Now I can't say it's fascinating to watch because I hate to read it and I hate to think that this still exists. But mental and physical abuse is something that we are learning more and more that is intolerable. And I think politically, this is a time when it is finally being taken as seriously as it should be taken, and it's the result of turning our backs on it for many, many years. Rob Porter is really a good man. No, he's not. You know, don't tell me that. And it carries over. Asher Russell's a terrific guy, but if there is this abuse, he has to pay the price. I mean, there was even a case with the Red Sox pitcher, Stephen Wright, who there was a domestic disturbance, and then his wife dropped all charges. And I don't know exactly what happened. It seemed to be a case where who knows whether, you know, what caused the emotion of dialing 911. But he still was suspended for a while. And I think that he would probably say that whatever happened probably was that whatever punishment he got was probably justified.
Yeah, I don't want to, I don't know how to ask this question without sounding insensitive to this issue, because obviously this is the most important thing. But looking at him as a player for a second, if indeed something happened and he weren't available to them, you know, we've seen them play without him, we've seen the depth they have in the organization. You know, what value has he as a player? How do you think of him as a player? Because I think of him differently as a person after reading this. But as a player, we've seen him go from a guy that many people felt was a future MVP to a guy that, you know, had these outside issues and there were other things going on. You'd hear stories behind the scene. And just not – he's one of these Cubs players, a young, you know, really good young player – that didn't seemingly take the next step. And I'm not saying he can't, but I'm just curious, you know, even before this came out, how do we view him as a player? What is his, you know, there was a rumor that he was on the trade deadline and there were all sorts of talks about, you know, he could be included in a Manny Machado deal, stuff like that. What do you think of him as a player?
You know what? And it's a great question. I mean, I had written this year off to the hand injury because I know how players don't come back from hand injuries quickly in a lot of cases. But at the same time, you know, you wonder, does he have the capability of being able to completely examine how he got here and be able to take care of him in such a way that he wipes the entire slate clean and starts all over again? Or is this going to dog him now for years and be asked questions about it? It will be. It's a crossroads. I like to think that the Cubs' support system is such that he may be best off remaining with the Cubs, but at the same time, maybe. And I think Chicago is a far more forgiving culture than the East Coast. But at the same time, it's. There are a lot of decisions made both by the player and by the team on where is he best suited to start all over again and resurrect his baseball career. I remember 2 years ago in spring training watching a game with the front office and I thought, this guy's going to hit 25 home runs. He's going to be a star for years. It's really it's unfortunate that he is where he is. And again, I don't know all the facts, her facts, his facts, all the rest. But we know what the charges are, and it does require being able to start one's life all over again. He's very young, which makes it possible.
Peter, you mentioned Roberto Osuna. We know about Jose Reyes. We know about Major League Baseball having doled out discipline to players who have run afoul of the domestic abuse policy. We also know those situations involved police. There were charges involved. Even with Aroldis Chapman, there was an investigation. I think the charges were later dropped. In this case, Melissa Russell, in the third paragraph of her blog post, says, or her entry says, the first time I was physically mistreated by my spouse, I was in shock. She alleges physical mistreatment. There are no criminal charges. How do the Cubs square that? How do you think Major League Baseball addresses that? Because without the lack of a criminal investigation, there's basically her word versus his. Does that affect the whether it compels them enough to investigate this, or how do they factor that in?
I think it's a great question. I think it's really difficult to determine. Probably requires a great deal more interviewing of Melissa, and it so complicates it. And we, you know, this is not something that gets resolved in before the NLDS opener. So how it drags on, I mean, maybe is it best that he just take some time off and then they spend the next couple of months investigating this, or they move on and try to say, well, without any police report, we have to be able to continue allowing him to play. It's a very difficult case. And so there are so many gray areas here. And I think one of the things I will say, I think knowing Theo so well, he's really good at understanding gray area. And I'll be very interested to see how this gets determined by him, because I know how he feels about such issues.
Peter, thank you.
Thanks,
really
Peter. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. For
Have good a great
insight.
Weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah. This segment with Peter Gammons, this segment on the Mully and Haw Show, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. And you know, I listen, it was an insensitive question to ask about the perception of him as a player. I think the point I was trying to get to, and I didn't word it well, is the idea that you could cut him and not lose that much. You could, you know, Addison Russell, for whatever reason, and maybe part of that is what's going on in his personal life, certainly the wrist injury, but for whatever reason, he's no longer perceived as this future star.
That's true.
And he is perceived as, you know, closer to being... To go in the
That's
other
true.
Way.
And I don't think you were intending to be insensitive. I think what you were alluding to is the fact that, let's not be naive here, the value of a player to a team affects how aggressive they may investigate the situation. I don't agree with that. I don't like that.
I think it affects how aggressively they want to discipline the situation.
That's what I mean.
And you know, by looking into it, and you know, you could come away and say exactly, you know, what people will say. We're getting texts on, guilty. He's innocent until proven guilty. You're making up charges. You know, based on
your question,
she divorced him.
Your question was based on the premise that if he's the 40th man on the roster, we're not spending time this morning talking about
exactly.
This. Okay, is Addison Russell former? You know, all-star caliber shortstop, a guy who means a lot to this organization. If he didn't, this wouldn't resonate with fans the way that it has.
312-644-6767. That's the telephone number. We're more than willing to talk about this. We will take your phone calls if you wish to make them. And we're going to first go with Brad Biggs. So just so you know, we got Biggs time next, and then we'll get to your phone calls. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.